With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The red-hot job market continues to cool. America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. But President Trump expects the job market to come roaring back in the months ahead.
The real numbers that I'm talking about are going to be whatever it is, but will be in a year from now when these monstrous, huge, beautiful places, the palaces of genius, and when they start opening up, you're seeing, I think you'll see job numbers that are going to be absolutely incredible. Right now it's a lot of construction numbers, but you're going to see job numbers like our country has never seen before.
There is speculation the surprisingly weak report for August will convince the Fed to cut its key interest rate in a few weeks. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for a fast, definitive ruling on the president's tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Department of Defense about to get a different name. President Trump to sign an executive order renaming the agency the Department of War.
The term Department of Defense kind of signaled that the entire department was more focused on defense. And President Trump, he's a big fan of history. And in his view, under the Department of War, the U.S. was a participant in many successful wars, namely World War I, World War II.
The BBC's Bernd DeVosman in Washington. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down close to 300 points. The Nasdaq off 82, and the S&P 500 index is down 36 points. This is SRN News. Mainstream media outlets say they're sorry.
They are apologizing for identifying the male shooter in last month's deadly attack on a Minneapolis church as a male. Robert Westman was living as a woman, but the FBI rightly identified him as male, and several media outlets, including NBC and NPR, did so in the early going. Now both are apologizing for, quote, misgendering. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says the networks are apologizing for mistakenly telling the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Moroccan court has sentenced a woman to 2.5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines for blasphemy in a case that has alarmed human rights groups. The judge ruled that the woman was guilty of violating part of Morocco's criminal code and outlaws offending Islam because of messages on a T-shirt that she wore. A number of mostly Muslim countries have strict blasphemy laws, but few cases have arisen in Morocco. This is SRN News. A woman forever linked to a dark day in American history has died.
Her name was Ruth Payne. A kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has hosted tech executives at the White House, shining a spotlight on AI research and investment. First Lady Melania Trump chairs a new White House AI Education Task Force. More details at srnnews.com.